Fireway, Northwest London, Thursday, Chof Gimel Teves, the 7th of January. Harav Yitzchok Mordechai Chizik Shlita, Is Kovod Ames, Is Pikuach Nefesh, Doiche Kovod Ames.
Shkoyach Bianchi. Good morning, everyone. The last 9 or 10 months have thrown up some interesting halachic medical shailas. Just recently, I was asked and involved in the shaila of doing a shmira for a mace, somebody who was nifta from COVID, and the shaila involved with people from the outside who had not been in contact with the chola beforehand, if they should go in and do shmira for the mace, kovod hamace, sofik bekuach nefesh. Difficult.
Why suffix?
Kuach nefesh. For
heart catching or something.
There was a lot of infection in the room. It's hard to know. I thought it would be interesting to discuss a shaila brought down in the Noida Bihuda in Yeridea, a shaila which was asked to him by his mechutin Reb Leib Fishel, his mechutin, a shaila that happened here in London. He writes that it happened here in London, and his mechutin received the shaila from the Rabbonim of London. I don't know who the Rabbonim of London were. Chachmei Ha'e London, he writes, who they were 230 years ago. The shaila was as follows. He said there was a man who was nifta from a machla of choli even bekisoy, an illness of even bekisoy. I think that means a bladder stone. And the doctors had tried to heal him. They had operated unsuccessfully. And the shaila was that the doctors asked the family if they now do a post-mortem, if they operate on the meis la'acha misosoy, to investigate, to learn for medical research, so if this happens again, are they, you know, they'll know better how to deal with this, and for pikuach nefesh, is it allowed, the shaila was asked to Reb Leib Fishel, is it allowed for pikuach nefesh to allow the doctors to investigate and do a post-mortem la'acha misosoy, in order for them to advance their medical knowledge and the scientific know-how? That was a shaila.
The pikuach nefesh for somebody else?
For other people. Pikuach nefesh for other people, for them, for the doctors to do what's called nivul hameis.
I mean, not the pikuach nefesh now.
Not for now, for now, for other people.
Future.
For future people. Reb Leib Fishel brings the nidden that the Chachmei Ha'e London had. Some people, he said, some of the Rabbonim in London wanted to be mbate. And they said, faket. On the contrary, if they're going to save more lives by doing this, this is not nivul hameis, this is kovod hameis. It's a kovod for the mace that he's being used as for scientific research. They brought a raya. Sometimes they said, things after Misa are considered kovod hameis. Lamoshel, last week's parasha, Parshas Vayechi, Pasuk says, he did chanita to Yaakov, Yosef, the Malchi Yisrael had chanita, embalming process done to the bodies after Misa. You see sometimes these sorts of things are called kovod hameis. That's what the mati, the Rabbonim wanted to be mati. Lemaisa, it's not clear in the Gemara, but there are two or three sugyas which one can learn from these sugyas, whether or not it would be allowed.
Does it make a difference whether you're destroying the guf, as it were, or whether you're just doing something that's still present?
No, there's no difference. No difference. Just even the operating procedure itself. The Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kufnun Hamad Beis, brings an interesting story that happened in Bnei Barak. Gemara says, Maisav in Bnei Barak, there was a child who was a Sofik Godel. It wasn't clear if he was Bar Mitzvah or not Bar Mitzvah, and he sold Nechosim. He sold Nechosim that he himself had got from Yerusha, and he sold Nechosim to Lekuchos, the people, and right after the sale, he was Nifta. And his family, Tainu, that he wasn't a Godel. He wasn't a Godel yet. He wasn't old enough to sell. And the Lekucha said, well, he sold it to us, he was a Godel, and there was a Shaila, they wanted to, Ancha Kavura, they wanted to exhume the body, to ascertain, to see whether he was a Godel yet, looking through Simonim, looking at the Simonim, La Chamisa, to see, they wanted to discover whether he was a Godel, to see whether the sale would be valid or not valid. Shaila went to Rabbi Akiva, it's a Gemara, it's a Braisa, he went to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva paskened over there that you're not allowed to be Menavel the Mace. You can't be Menavel the Mace in order to exhume, to work out whether he was a godel or not. But it comes out of the Gemara goes backwards and forwards, it comes out of the Gemara as well. It depends where the Nechosim are right now. If the Nechosim, if the property right now is in the hands of the seller, of the meaning of the Yerushim, it hasn't yet, the buyer hasn't taken the Nechosim yet, and the family of the Kotan still have the Nechosim with them. So who wants to exhume? Who wants to exhume the body? Who's the Moitzi over there? The Moitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, the one who's Moitzi, is the Lekuchos, the buyers. They want to be Moitzi because they want to try and prove that the child was Bar Mitzvah, had Simonim already. Therefore, the Gemara says over there, the Lekuchos are allowed to be, are allowed to. Gemara says quite clearly, the Lekuchos are allowed to exhume the body in order to prove that they can be Moitzi and the Nechosim are theirs. The other way around, conversely, the Gemara says, if the Nechosim are b'yad ha-Lekuchos, if it's already in the hands of the Lekuchos, and faket, and the opposite, it's the family of this Moicha who want to prove that he wasn't a Gadol, but rather a Katan, that way, the Gemara says, only then, Rabbi Akiva said, the Yerushim, the family of the Mace, are not allowed to exhume the body in order to prove that this Nechosim is theirs, belongs to them, and by rights of Yerushim. What exactly is the difference? It's not clear exactly what the difference is. Tosis over there says that the Yerushim have an extra chiyuv because they're korov. They've got more of a chiyuv of kovod ha-meis because they're korovim. They're korovim to the meis. They've got more of a chiyuv to look after the meis and lechvoidoi. Whereas the lekuchos, they've done a sale. They've got a right to Taina that we've done a sale, we've given money, and we want to have want to ascertain whether nechosim are ours or not. They've got a right to exhume the book. So, in this Shiloh, what would you compare it to more? In the Shiloh of the Noda Bihuda, what would you compare it to more? Would you compare it more to the Lekuchos, who do have a right to do Nivul HaMeis, or would you compare it more to the Yerushim who don't? So the Noda Bihuda says that because the doctors who wanted to do the procedure to the Meis in order to, for medical research, they would have to ask the family first. Ultimately, it would be a family decision, and therefore it's like discussing it with Yerushim. It's like talking to the Yerushim. And the Yerushim, the family, they have no right to do. They've got more of a chiyuv, it seems, in that Gemara. More of a chiyuv of kovod ha-meis. And therefore, you know, the Buddha says, Rav Nei Fishel again talks it through with him, that it would be osa from that Gemara. Lemaisa, there's a very interesting Gemara in Chulin. Chulin daf yudalef ha-meis. Gemara Chulin is talking about something completely different. But the concept of the Gemara, the Gemara's got a havamina over there, a very interesting havamina, which even though the Gemara dismisses the Havamina, there's so much one can learn from this Havamina itself. Gemara there is talking about very wide-ranging principles of Roiv, of using the principle of majority of Roiv in order to establish halachas for Beis Din to Paskin, Chiyuv Misa, capital punishments. How much can Beis Din rely on a Roiv? The Gemara there is not discussing a Ruba de Isakam, or not a Roiv where the numbers are in front of you, but rather a Roiv in the Olam, a Roiv of the world. So, this is the case that Gemara talks about. Gemara says, a Ritzach, who kills somebody, Reuven kills Shimon, he's Chayav Misa. Says the Gemara, how can you kill the Ritzach? How can basically kill the Ritzach? Maybe the Nirtzach, maybe the victim was a Trefa. Maybe he was a Trefa. And the halach is, Trefa means that he has some sort of condition, a medical condition, a defect in the body, which makes him be considered a bar katola, somebody who's anyway hasn't got a cheskas chai, hasn't got a status of a live being. The halach of somebody kills a trefa is he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim, but he's not chayv misa in Beis Din. So how can Beis Din ever paskin misa on a retzeach? How can they kill a retzeach? Maybe the victim was a trefa. Gemara says, anamai. But a trefa means he's going to die within a year. You don't know what's in his body. The halach is, trefa is a very specific thing. Trefa is a very specific thing. It has to be, he has, let's say, a kubas haveshet for holding the windpipe. There are very specific things. Like by animal. The same sort of things.
Somebody
who's ill is not called a trefa.
But geysers, you're not allowed to touch it.
Not attach it. And someone kills the geysers, is he chayav misa? They odd them? Someone kills the geysers, not chayav deshma, chayav deshma. We're not saying that it's mutter to kill a trefa. It's not mutter, avada, it's osa, and chiv misa b'dei shemayim. But there's no chiv misa in Beis Din for killing somebody who has a cheskas mesa. It's got a status of a dead person. Avada you're not allowed to, and avada it's chiv misa b'dei shemayim, but not misa b'dei odom. So the Gemara says, how can you ever kill a rotzeach? Maybe the victim is a trefa. Elamai says, the Gemara, you rely on roiv. You have to rely on roiv. Roiv people aren't trefas. Asks the Gemara, vezokt. Maybe you're supposed to do, maybe the Torah wants, every time a Ritzach kills somebody, you're meant to do an investigative operation on the Nirtzach and open up the Nirtzach afters like they do with the Behema after Shechita and check whether the Nirtzach is indeed the Treifa or Achayu. You can check these things. So the Gemara counter says, Chas v'shalom, you can't do that. Nivul ames. It's disgracing the dead. How can you do that? Says the Gemara, yeah. Obet pikuach nefesh. In fact, the words of the Gemara are, it's Ibn Neshama. We don't want to stamp kill the Ritzach if he's not Chayim Misa. If the Ritzach has killed a Treifa, he's not Chayim Misa, not based in any way. So even though it's Nivul Hameis, or on the other hand, if we don't open up the Ritzach, we're going to kill the Ritzach and he might be an innocent person. Loshen HaGemara is, even though it's Nivul Hameis on the one hand, Mishum Ibn Neshama Daha, you don't want to kill a Neshama for no reason, you would be allowed to open up the Ritzach. The Gemara concludes that opening the Nirtzach won't help you because, it's a very famous Gemara, that even if you discover that he's not a treifa, you never know for certain. Because maybe b'mokem nekev nikev, maybe in the place where he was killed, where the knife went in, the place where he was killed, there was already a hole there anyway. You won't be able to find out after Misa because he was killed and therefore maybe where the knife went in there was already a nekev and therefore it doesn't help you to open him up. And therefore the Gemara says you have to rely on Roiv. And that's Maskanas HaGemara. So the Gemara's only reason for dismissing this concept of doing a bedika on a mace, la'acha misosoi, is only because it won't help you over there. The bedika over there won't help you because you're not going to fully work out whether he was a treifa or not, because there might be a nekev, there may have been a nekev there in the place where the sword or the knife went in. But it's mashma in the Gemara over there that if you would be able, if doing bedika on the mace would save somebody else's life. In fact, there it's even the life of a Ritzeach. The Gemara there is even talking about saving the life of a Ritzeach, you're allowed to do B'dikah on a mace. Says, the Noda B'Yehuda, again, it's discussed with his Mechutin. The Chora seems in that Gemara that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kovod HaMeis, and you're allowed to do Nivul HaMeis with Pikuach Nefesh. In that Gemara, it doesn't work. Punkt, it won't help you. You can't do Pikuach Nefesh there because it's not going to help you. But if the B'dikah would help you, you would be allowed to. Lemaister, after all these discussions.
Sorry, but there will be many cases when you could be Mavara for sure that the Nirtzach was a treifa. There might be occasions when Sheva Mokem Nekev Nikev. But there are many cases, most cases maybe, when you will find out.
But if you have to rely on Roiv anyway in some cases, you might as well not do Bedika. If anyway the Torah wanted to rely on Roiv, in the cases where you can't, where the Bedika won't help you, so even though you have a Raya for Roiv, the whole discussion is...
90% of the cases, you're going to kill somebody where you could be Mevara.
Yeah. You're going to save the life of the Ritzeach Bavados, if you find that al-Yidei the Bedika, that he wasn't a treifa.
Okay, let's discuss this afterwards, because I... Yeah. So, Lemaisa Noda B'Yehuda, his maskona is, after bringing this Gemara above Basra and the Gemara in Chulin, his maskana is, he says, I don't agree with the whole shayla, he says. He says, it's not called pikuach nefesh situation for doctors to do something to investigate for medical research. There's no case in front of you on pikuach nefesh. He says, there's no other chayla who's there right now. He says, it's not pikuach nefesh unless it's pikuach nefesh lefonecho. If it's pikuach nefesh lefonecho in front of you, memela. He says, otherwise, you can start doing anything. You can have pharmacies open on Shabbos, a person could drive a car on Shabbos, because you never know, pikuach nefesh situation might present itself in front of me. You can't do anything in the name of pikuach nefesh unless the situation is right in front of you. For doctors to do bedikah on a maze, because future pikuach nefesh, which isn't here yet, which isn't ba'olam, that is not allowed. Otherwise, where do you draw the line? People can open things on Shabbos and shchikah samamonim. Where do you draw the line if it's pikuach nefesh? And that's the end of the Noda B'Yehuda. About 80 to 100 years later, a similar shaila cropped up in Germany. The Oruch Haner, in his Sefer Binyan Tzion, brings identical shaila. Somebody was nifta, he calls it, someone was nifta with a choli nifla, mystery illness, he was nifta. And the doctors wanted to operate, to investigate more on the illness. There was one difference. There was somebody else in the same hospital who had the same choli. Pikuach nefesh lefonecha. Now you have a situation, now you have a reason for to do bedikah on the mace. According to Noda B'Yehuda, pikuach nefesh lefonecho should be allowed. Says the Oruch Haner, he brings the Noda B'Yehuda and he says, according to Noda B'Yehuda, kum tos, as lechoira, if you have pikuach nefesh in front of you, you'll be allowed to do it.
But then you'll be a shaila.
Then it would be a shaila, but then you'd have the right from the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin is mashma that where pikuach nefesh, then you are allowed to, as long as you can do Bikuach Nefesh, then you are allowed to be Doicha Nivul Hametz.
It's also a suffix whether or not you'll learn anything which will save his life.
True. Suffix Bikuach Nefesh.
It's not badai that you'll be able to save his life if you do this post mortem.
True, but Bikuach Nefesh in general, even by Suffix, you'll have to be Doicha Mitzvahs. Even Suffix Bikuach Nefesh is Doicha Mitzvahs as well. Yeah. The Gemara Yuma says.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't know for sure.
It's a suffix whether I'll learn something which might help him. Mm. It's a double suffix. No?
Kenza.
I don't know.
Lemaisa, the Oruch Haner, is very, very strongly choluk on the Noda Bihuda, or what comes out of the Noda Bihuda, that when you have a situation of Pikuach Nefesh Lefonecho, that you are allowed to do Nevul Hameis. So it comes to us from Noda Bihuda. Oruch Haner is stark choluk, and his svoros are so strong. In fact, he writes, because he has a whole nidden afterwards with one of the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, the Marav Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, had many tshuvas backwards and forwards with the Oruch Haner on this topic. And the Marav Shik is made that his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, held like the Noda Bihuda. And he quotes from his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, that if you have Pikuach Nefesh Lefonecho, his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, said, it's Korov Levada, it's almost certain that you'd be allowed to be Doicha the Kovod Ames. And the Oruch Haner says, what can I do? I have such strong riyas. If the Chasam Sofer and Noda Bihuda would be alive, maybe if they heard my riyas, they would agree with me. Listen to the riyas and the logic of Oruch Haner, almost unarguable, beautiful logic. He brings a Rashi in Bava Kamma Daf Samach Amabes. Where did he get Rashi? Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Samach Amabes is talking about David HaMelech was in the middle of engaging a battle with the Pelishtim. And the Pelishtim were hiding out in haystacks, in Godish. And they were in, Gemara says, Jewish haystacks. And David HaMelech, in the course of battle, wanted to burn down the haystacks to kill the Pelishtim as a matter of Pikuach Nefesh, B'Shas Mechomo. But he had a shayla because he was going to do gezel of Baman Chaveiro. He was going to steal Yiddish money in order to do Pikuach Nefesh B'Shas Mechava. He sent a shayla, the Gemara says, to the Sanhedrin, whether Mahu Lahatzel Atzmoy B'Baman Chaveiro, is a person allowed to save his own life with other people, with someone else's money? And the Gemara says, the answer came back that it's Osa. Osa Lahatzel, you can't save your own life B'Baman Chaveiro. Comes along Tosis over there. Tosis says, what do you mean? You can't do Geneva Gezela to save your own life. Pikuach Nefesh is doicha far bigger averus than Geneva Gezela. What is? Toises over there, the Rosh, they both learn that David Shaila wasn't Legaba doing the act of Hatzol, of burning the hay. Avadi allowed to. The Shaila was, is he mechuyev to pay back? It was the Shaila of Goizel Amanas Leshalom. David was claring to say that Goizel here, because it's Mutzah, I'd have to pay back. And on that, the answer came back that no. Pay back you have to. You can do it. Lahatzel atzmoy b'mamon chaveiro, he was told he's not allowed to for free. But the payback he was allowed to.
Melech peretz keder.
Yeah. Rashi over there, the Oruch Haner is medayek from Rashi. One word in Rashi, as in Rashi's mevuyah, that David Shaila was not that. David Shaila and David's answer, he was told he's bechlal, not allowed to be over the Issa Gezela with b'mamon chaveiro for pikuach nefesh. Says Oruch Haner, what's going on over here? Geneva, Gezela, you can't do Pikuach Nefesh? So he's got various different mahalachim to explain it. But the nicest mahalach is this. The whole posuk, Zokdeh Pikuach Nefesh, is learned from V'chai Behem. Ushmaratim, the posuk says, it's Chuk Koysak, this Mishpotai Hashem, Sheyasa Oysam Adon V'chai Behem, a person should live and do my Chukim Mishpotim. Zokdeh Oruch Haner, that only applies to my Adon Amokim. Kach nefesh is doicha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my chukoisai, my mishpotai. Ben odom lechaveiroi, pikuach nefesh is not doicha. To take Yenna's money, to be mazik somebody else, for pikuach nefesh, not doicha. Chidish otzum. Chidish otzum. That pikuach nefesh is doicha, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and all the grace of Averus, that's because ben odom lamokum. Kodesh Baruch Hu is moichel on the Averu beinoi, between a person and lamokum. But odom lechaveroi, to be ra, labrio, is to damage somebody else. Why should somebody else suffer? Because I have to save my life. Why should we suffer? Can't do it. The Oruch Haner comes out from this Rashi that ben odom lechaveroi, gezel, is also for pikuach nefesh. So, if that's the case, in this case, in our case, we have, you're stealing somebody else's dignity. It's kloin chaveroi. It's bizoyon chaveroi. There's a rise from Gemara that stealing somebody's dignity and bizoyin is even worse than stealing money from him. So, if you can't steal somebody's money to save your life, How can you steal his dignity to save your life? And even more, even like Tosfos and the Rosh, they allow you to steal somebody's money to save your life because you could pay it back. But over here, by the mace, you can't pay it back, Bechlav. It's covered, chaveiro, it's kaloin chaveiro, it's bizoin for the mace. You're taking bizoin, he's covered, and you can't even pay it back. So Ebazoi, the Orchaneh argues, even Tosfos and the Rosh will agree that covered chaveiro over here, you can't steal it, you can't take it away because you can't pay it back. And then he concludes with one final makib patish. He says even more. He says, what's the whole reason why logically, like Tosfos, you are allowed to steal money to save your life? So Lamoshim, somebody's running away from a terrorist, let's say, and the only way to get away is to steal somebody's bike, steal somebody's car. Like Tosfos and the Rosh, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. You have to pay it back afterwards, but you're allowed to do it. What's the reason you're allowed to do it? Because if the owner of the car or the bike would be here, he would have to give it to me. Because he would have a chiyuv to be matzil me with his goof, with his momoin. Therefore, I can take his momoin because he's got a chiyuv to matzil me anyway if he was here. That's why you're allowed to do it. Zogt orchaneh, but a mace, somebody who's a mace, is potum and amitzvahs. That mace has got no chiyuv of pikuach nefesh. A mace is not chayv mitzvahs. So how can you, even like Tosfos and the Rosh, let's say, you can steal from Yenam to save your life, that's because Yenna's got a chiv to save you. And if he would be here, he'd have a chiv leisamud. Oh, but the mason's got no chiv leisamud amra echo. He's got no chiv pikuach nefesh. Why should the mason suffer? Because people want to do pikuach nefesh using zan guf, using his body. The Orchaneh and the Maisa comes out very, very stark that avad and avad, it's also to do bedika on a mace in order to do pikuach nefesh.
I don't understand what the dignity for a mace is actually. It's the shame. He is
there, he
won't be embarrassed.
it's like, and you mentioned the Gemara a lot, and you mentioned a lot of the Gemara. Gemara talks about even Bezoyan and how much a person cares about Achamisa for his Yerushim, Bezoyan for his Yerushim. There's a lot of mention of that in the Gemara.
You said before that part of the original consideration of the London Dolim
was the Yerushim.
Actually a covered.
Was a covered, place. Yeah. And?
So it's not really a stealing from them or something.
It's stealing covered. The opposite of covered amaze is nivel amaze. That's taking away someone's covered. You're chayv and based him for busha. If you mavada somebody, it's a chayv and based, a chayv momenus.
No, but no, you said in order to do this research, in some respects, it could be considered a covered.
Oh, that was one side. That was one side that's called covered because he's being used as a tool. Yeah, that was one side of people who are matir. Yeah. According to this big chiddush of Orchaneh, that when odom lechaveroi is not pushed aside for pekuach nefesh, you can answer the famous kasha that the Rishonim ask, how could Tamar allow herself to be burnt in a fire, her and her two ubrim, two unborn babies? Why? Just so as not to embarrass Yehuda. The Rishonim already asked, but embarrassing somebody else is not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras. Kuach Nefesh is doiche everything besides the Gimel Averis. So they want to argue that Habon Asponim is Me'en Ratzicha. According to Orchaneh, the kasha doesn't start. Ben Odom Lechaveroi, Kuach Nefesh is not doiche. The guns of the Kuach Nefesh, the only doicha about Adal Amokim. Chil Shabbos, Yom Kippur, whatever it may be. Or Iti Chaza, whatever, Macholas Asuras. But it's not going to be doicha of Adal Chaver. Lemaisa, the Maram Sheikh, in one of his letters to the Orchaneh, he wants to bring a raya from a Gemara, backing up his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, and the Odi Behuda, that indeed Pikuach Nefesh is allowed. It is allowed to be doicha Nivul Ameis. And he brings a third Gemara. So we've had two Gemaras already. He brings a third Gemara. Gemara Erech in Bar Zion says that if a woman is in the middle of giving birth, she's Yosheves al HaMashver, V'meso, and she dies, says the Gemara, Mevi'in Sakin, you can bring a knife, Afila B'Shabbos, Gemara says, you can bring a knife through Rosh Hashanah, even on Shabbos, and you can be Choyt Chines Bitno, you can do a cesarean, you can perform a cesarean on this woman who is now, was now Nifta, in order to save the baby. Says Maram Sheikh, ah, you have a situation of pikuach nefesh over here, trying to save the baby. The mother's now already a meso. You're doing a kriyas habeten. You're cutting open the stomach. That's nivul ameis. Normally you can't touch. Normally it's nivul ameis. You're doing nivul ameis in order to save the life of the baby. So he brings it for a sharia that for pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to do it's not bedika, but there you're doing nivul ameis. You're doing an act of kriyas habeten, cutting open the stomach. Sorry?
Mother would have been alive, she would have been happy.
Oh, very good, very good. Comes on the Orchaneh, He writes back to him. This is a series of tshuvas back when he says, Nishkan Raya for three reasons. One of the reasons what you said. He says, firstly he says, it's not called Nivul Bechla. Nivul means something you wouldn't do to a person if they're alive. He says, performing a cesarean is a classical, regular, medical, operative procedure which you would do on a live person. That's Midarke Horafua. That's not called Nivul Ames. That's not Nivul Ames. That's Darke Horafua. If you would do it to them when they're alive, that's not Nivul when they're dead. A. B, he says, like what you said, that if the mother was here, she avada and avada would be moichel. And Mistoma, he says, before she was nifter, she was already moicheles and avada. Which mother wouldn't be moichel and want the child to be born? Avada, mother's moichel. Thirdly, he says, very nice taina. He says, just like the Gemara Bava Basra says, that the lekuchos, the buyers, they have a right to exhume the body of the seller who was nifter because they've given money. And they've got a good taina. They say, look, well, I've paid money for Nechosin. And if this seller, I need to know if he's a godl or not, because he's holding my money. Well, you know, where's my karaka? If I have a good tevia on the mace, then I'm allowed to do nivul hamace to him. The Yerushim, it says in the Gemara, they can't. But the Lukuchai is because of their taina, because of their tevia, because of their claim, they have a right to do nivul hamace. Says the Aruch HaNeir, over here, the Uber has got tevia on the mother. Because the Gemara says that the moment the mother dies, the Uber is considered completely born. Because he's now living independently. Even though when the Uber is inside the mother and she's alive, the Uber is considered living off the mother and has a shiloh, exactly what his status of a nefesh is. But once the mother is mesa, the Uber is considered completely alive. The Gemara says, Deles hudagidabe, she's locking him in a cupboard. If Kielu he's lying now in a cupboard, and she's locked the door on him. So the Uber's got a tevia, got a taina against the mother. You're stopping me live. So there, out taina on the mother, you're allowed to do nivul hames because the Uber's got a direct claim against the mother. You're blocking me from living. But in our shaila, to do medical research on this mace, nobody's got a right to open up this mace for stamp for the world to know more about pekuach nefesh, more how to save this operation. No one else has got a taina. No one's got a right against the mace. So Aruch HaNeir says, for that reason alone, can't compare the Gemara in Erechin. Because again, the Gemara in Erechin, the baby's got a taina and a tevia against the mother for holding and blocking and locking him in.
The goddess?
Sorry?
The goddess. Doesn't the Melech have a taina against the goddess?
No.
You're killing me?
No.
Because if the goddess weren't there, I would be alive.
And Echonami says, so no. No, Lechayer not. Lechayer not. So, Orchele is not Madcha that Gemara in Erech. The Maestro, to finish off, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, he brings also this whole Shaila, Orchele and the Noi de Behuda. What comes out from the people who came before Reb Moshe is Azoi. Noi de Behuda holds, when you have a Vadai case of Pekuach Nefesh Lefanecho, it's Mashma, you'd be allowed to do Nivul Ames for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh. The Aruch HaNeir holds that when you have Pekuach Nefesh Lefanecho, you're not allowed to do Nivul Ames for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh. Reb Moshe Feinstein writes, Efashtayt Mish the Ganze Nidin, doesn't understand the whole Shaila. He says, who says this is called Pekuach Nefesh? And Reb Moshe's Magdi, what he believes, is Pekuach Nefesh. He says, Pekuach Nefesh means to use what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you, whether it's the money he gave you, the koiches he gave you, the talents he gave you, the medical know-how they gave you, that you have right now, to use that to save others. But for you to go out and to go learn medicine, is that Pekuach Nefesh? I'm going to study medicine. Once I know medicine, I can save people's lives. Is the going to study medicine Pekuach Nefesh? Avadanish. I'm going to learn how to swim. Why? So one day I can save a life. Learning how to swim is not Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh means the things, the talents, the momoin, the abilities you have now, put that to use in a Pekuach Nefesh situation. But to save Pekuach Nefesh, to do something for medical research, so that I will, after this research, I will then know how to save more lives. That's not Pekuach Nefesh. Says Reb Moshe, otherwise, I'd go to university on Shabbos. Why? I'm going to learn more in the future how to save lives. That's not how it works, says Reb Moshe. Pekuach Nefesh means using the koiches that you have now. Otherwise, he says, earning money is Pekuach Nefesh, because I can use that money to save lives. Where do you draw the line? So Reb Moshe argues that the ganze zach is nishka pekuach nefesh bechlal, and therefore it's an avadan osa, not because of the Aruch HaNeir, but because it's not pekuach nefesh bechlal. If she should help us, that Mashiach should come soon, and we shouldn't need to have any shailas anymore, and in mitzvah Shem, next time I come to speak, we'll talk about other things.
Go ahead. Very nice. 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 Very